You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Time for the Islanders preview with the great, handsome, and very, very funny Rick DiPietro. It's brought to you by Coors Light. Coors Light made to chill. You can hear Rick as part of DCR in the morning from 5 to 8. And he joins us now on the K-Show. Rick, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Michael, how are you doing? I don't like when people attack you like this. Do you need my help? Do you need me? Because these guys, I don't feel like Don and Peter stand up for you the way they need to stand up for you.
Well, you know what, Peter, I got to tell you, Peter does. Don just doesn't. Don doesn't get what I do. I mean, 20 years in, he still doesn't get what I do. He doesn't get it. He doesn't realize what's happening. Sad.
And then so he has a subtle shot, too. And then he has the subtle shots, Michael, that I don't like. You got a beautiful sport coat on today. The new sport coats are gorgeous. And he says, you look like Ron Burgundy.
Yesterday,
and that's not helping the situation.
You don't think he did yesterday, Peter?
You know what? I love Don.
I didn't look yesterday.
I really it was like Burgundy. But I love Don. When Don critiques my clothes, I really don't blink. It doesn't really matter.
That's fair. It's all fair.
As Don would say, I'm good. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that this is the last game ever played at the Coliseum?
Do I believe in my heart of hearts? No. No, I will never believe that with this Islanders team until I see it. I mean, if you can say one great thing about the Islanders for this entire season is how resilient they are as a group. But, I mean, I told you this, guys, before last game. I mean, if you're going to do this, now having lost Game 5, you're going to have to do something that hasn't been done to this Tampa team in 2 years, which is beat them in back-to-back games. I mean, that's the amazing part of this Tampa team is their ability to bounce back. And they haven't lost back-to-back games in the last two postseasons, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, what's also incredible, too, and he might be the most underrated player in the league, is Braden Point. He's got a goal in every game in this series, 8 straight games. That's too shy of the record. You know, you did a great job until the last game of stopping the Stamkos line. How do you stop him?
Well, that was the thing for me, too, Donnie, is that was – and I think we talked about this. That was the one thing for Tampa that you could point to and say, okay, I mean, how long is that line? How long is Steven Stamkos going to be held, you know, to one assist? I mean, that line had 2 assists through the first, you know, 4 games of this series. And that's one of the things is their secondary scoring. Like, that's a really good line. They in Game 4 took Cirelli off that line and put Gord up on that line to try to kind of get that line going. So you couldn't have scripted a worse start to Game 5. Not only did you give up a goal in the first 45 seconds, and we realize in the series, you know, the team that scored first has won all these games, is that, of course, it's Steven Stamkos. And now you get him going, their power play gets going. And so, I mean, this is, you know, all the momentum is obviously with Tampa, but, I mean, the Coliseum will be, because, Michael, you asked the question, the fans know that this has the potential to be the last game ever at the Coliseum. So they'll be, and the place will feel like it's going to fall down tonight.
Was it better? I mean, I've had athletes tell me this. Obviously, I don't have any experience, and you do. Is it better to lose 8-0 than 2-1 on a last-second goal?
Emotionally, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if that game gets dragged out, I mean, as a fan, you would obviously love to, you know, have a game that was more competitive, right? I mean, that game was over in the first period. So you would like a game that was more competitive. Double overtime, whatever it ended up being. Like, at least, you know, something that you could feel good about. I mean, you obviously don't feel good about 8-0, but as a player, it's like, I mean, this is the worst game we've played in how many years? Like, you know, we're turning pucks over, gaps were awful, bad bounces, you name it. Our, you know, starting goalie, who's been great, gets pulled. Like, everything that could happen wrong went wrong. Barzell almost gets himself suspended. So you're like, no, I mean, this is – we flushed this one, and you're going to see a completely different team. Yeah, you know, it's like when you guys make your football picks, I don't know if you guys use this sometimes, is like I'll always look for the team that got embarrassed the week before because you know they'll be motivated to come out and play. So you don't want to see a team lose 8-0. But I think as far as, you know, them being ready to play, it will only make that, you know, it ratchet up that intensity level for them.
All right. Join the conversation or continue the conversation from yesterday. We had a caller say, you know, Buchnevich got a game for cross-checking Mantha in the face during the regular season. So how does Barzell get nothing for for doing exactly the same thing? And my answer is because one's a playoff game and one's a regular season game. I think a postseason game is worth two regular season games. Do you think that's what they looked at here? That if that's a regular season game, he misses one. But he's not missing a game six of the playoffs. It's not equitable. It's not the same thing.
No, I mean, if he had a track record, like if he was a dirty player, if this was, Kadri that did it, he's probably going to get suspended. But, I mean, he made a mistake. He was frustrated. I don't think the intent was to cross-check him in the face. I think as they came together, Ruta's arms came up and kind of pushed his stick more towards his face. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. They're not going to suspend the Islanders' best offensive player in an elimination game. Like, that wasn't going to happen.
See, but now I'm going to take exception to that. What if he did something that was suspendable? I don't care if it's an elimination game. You still have to punish him.
No, if it was – listen, what he did was wrong. And you heard Barry Trotz after the game. Like, he didn't even say – he gave it the old dad thing, which is even worse. It's I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. Like, it was stupid, and he was frustrated. Again, I think had he been, a dirty player or someone that kind of tiptoed that fine line – then potentially that could have been something he got suspended for. But, I mean, if you're talking about, him going headhunting and, having, one of the Tampa Bay Lightning defensemen or forwards, out with a potential concussion or something like that, then, yeah, I mean, there's probably a better chance that he gets suspended. I just, knowing the player and how that whole thing happened, I don't necessarily know if his intent was to actually cross-check him right in the face.
16-5 facing elimination at the Coliseum, the Islanders. So that building, that crowd should be able to carry them tonight. And I don't see any reason why they would not bounce back at all. I think 8-0 was a byproduct of falling behind early. You have a system that doesn't allow you to play your way and then come back from 3-0 down after one period of play, right? You start opening it up against this team and you show leaks, they're going to take advantage of it. So I would be shocked, not win or lose wise, but I'd be shocked if this game was decided by more than a goal.
Yeah, I mean, if Tampa wins this game, they're going to have to earn it. It's not going to be like game five. There's no chance that happens. And you're right. I mean, 45 seconds in, all of a sudden you're down a goal, and you could see it. I mean, Tampa, all of a sudden, their speed, their skill. You had the defenseman for the Islanders make a couple sketchy pinches that they get caught on. All of a sudden, I mean, there's 8 or 9 odd man rushes in the first period. It probably could have been worse than it was, actually. But, yeah, now all of a sudden you loosen up. The neutral zone's wide open. I thought Tampa did a great job of stretching the D out, and then it's just you play right into Tampa's hands. Like, you want to keep this game as tight as possible. You want to try to frustrate them. And I know we keep talking about the first goal, but if you look at not only the series but what Tampa's done in the postseason, Tampa scores first, they're 11-1. They don't, they're 0-4. So, I mean, that's go out there, get the first goal, and then you ride the momentum of this crowd and, take this thing to a game seven.
How many sketchy pinches did you have in college? I'm just curious, Rich.
Oh.
Yes, that's a great question.
Quite a few. Quite a few.
Now, are you going to be at the Coliseum tonight? I mean, you left a lot of your body on that ice.
No, I won't. Listen, I said I was only going if you were going because it is so – I mean, it's late. I haven't gone the entire postseason. They're in the semifinals. I didn't want to do anything to change the routine. But if you wanted to go, I would have went with you. So no, I'll wait till the finals. Yeah, no one thinks we can get this done.
Wow.
Just like no one thought that the Retrievers could beat Virginia in the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, Campy got the surprise. So, anything is possible. We'll see what happens. Win game seven, and then we'll roll the dice in game six. Win game six, and we'll roll the dice in game seven.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
How surprised are you by what Montreal's doing?
Don, I mean, weren't they one of the teams that we pointed to that if the Rangers were in a different division, they would have been a playoff team?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, look at they have four really good defensemen. They have one of the best goalies in the league. What Caulfield's been able to do, stepping right in, Suzuki. I mean, they're peaking at the right time. Is what they're doing. And now, Vegas has got issues with their goalie. I know you wanted to go back to Florida. I don't know. You play Leonard. We talked about this last time I was on the show. You play Leonard in the most – I mean, that's probably the most important game of the series, right? Like, you go down 3-1, the series is probably over. and you go to Leonard, he plays awesome, and you win. And then, you know, you made a decision to go back to Fleury. I get it. I mean, guys won Stanley Cups, but I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do moving forward now.
You know, just build up the middle. You get four really good centers, good defensemen, a good goaltender. You know, wingers are great, scoring 50 goals or whatever. If you've got four good centers and four good defensemen and that kind of quality goaltending, in the playoffs, you'll go far.
Well, I think you see it in any sport, right? Like, it's the versatility of your team. Like, that's the difference in this Tampa team you've seen over the last 2 years as opposed to the Tampa team that got swept by Columbus. There was a game in this series. I think it was, game three, where, you know, Tampa played more like the Islanders than the Islanders did. Like, you want to slow it down, play rough, play physical. Well, you know, we got a couple lines that can do that. You want to open it up? Okay, fine. We got Point. We got Kucherov. I mean, we got Kalorin, Stamkos, you name it. We got it. And not to mention, oh, by the way, we got, you know, Victor Hedman, who's probably the best defenseman in the league. Oh, and by the way, Andre Vasilevsky, who's definitely the best goalie in the NHL. So, yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, you have strength up the middle, centers, defense. You know, you got the goalie, and you have the versatility. You got a little sandpaper to your game, which, I mean, obviously it's something with the Rangers that they need and they'll address, but you're 100% right.
Rick DiPietro could be heard 5 to 8 every single Monday through Friday on DCR with Dave Rothenberg and Chris Canty. And I like the fact, Rick, again, I'm following it on social media, you and Dave seem to be at a crossroads relationship-wise, and I enjoy that.
Oh, he's an animal, Michael. Oh, I mean, all he does, and here's the problem, he's brainwashed Canty. Like, Canty's my guy. He's coming over for Thanksgiving. I said, you know, what kind of turkey you want? He goes, I want a fried turkey, so I got to go out. I get a fryer. I fry in the turkey. You know, everything is great between us. And now, last couple weeks, it's Team Rothenberg and Canty against me.
Oh,
so Canty
no.
decided he wanted in on the action. He wanted some of the smoke.
So that's almost
he
worse.
Ends up on the Avatar.
Wow.
Now he's posting pictures of me with Dolphins. It's going to get messy. I'm just telling you right now. If you guys need someone to do the weather or traffic, I may be looking for a new show.
I'll tell you what. If you need, I want some of that smoke on your side. I'm right there with you if you want.
You know Dave, though. He plays the world's smallest violin. And he's the victim all the time. But woe is me. And he's the worst out of everybody.
Well, why don't you invite him over to the house, get him in the pool with a shirt on, take a picture, and there's your avatar.
I can't. You think I'll clog up my pool filter? Have you seen that guy's body?
Oh, wow.
I'll go down to Florida if I want to swim with the manatees.
Oh, wow.
I wear a swim shirt.
Wow.
Disgusting. And then the skin tags on top of it. I don't know how Sherry does it.
There's skin tags, too?
Now, how do you know there's skin tags? You've mentioned this before.
That's where I draw the line. That's too much. He doesn't have
to. I can see them. Sometimes, like, when we're in the studio, I can see the one hanging off his neck. It looks like a nerd. You know those candy nerds? Like, looks like a little nerd hanging off his neck.
Peter, is this too far, isn't it?
No, I think it's...
This is a bridge too far.
I think he's just right.
It may be hard.
He always handles things just right.
Yeah, it may be hard to get back.
And then he's got the breasts. I mean, I don't know. Sherry's been hit on by some. I mean, Jimmy Fallon hit on his wife, Rick Pitino. I mean, he's had some serious.
We had opportunities.
When did Fallon hit on his wife?
No, not John. It was Fallon. It was John Cusack. We did a whole segment on it. Five or six A celebrities hit on her, and for some reason, this is why I need to see the naked picture of Dave. There has to be more. He's not like he makes a good living. He's not rich. His body is disgusting. I mean, there has to be.
That's a great.
I'm thinking Coke can. There's got to be some. He said his nickname was Girth Brooks in high school, so I'm thinking there's something to that.
All right, Rick, we got to say goodbye on that. Anyway, we're going to watch tonight, and we can listen tomorrow from 5 to 8 for more of this joyous commentary. Rick, we love you. Thanks for coming on.
We love you guys.
Bye.
How about Fallon at the Coliseum rooting for the Islanders? What about that?
Well, how about Messier? No, Messier was in Brooklyn. Messier was in Brooklyn.
He was at a basketball game. He wouldn't be at an Islander game. But how do you Fallon, a known Ranger fan, and he's with Macchio cheering for the Islanders?
Ralph Macchio was there.
Well, Ralph Macchio grew up an Islander fan.
Right.
So he's there.
I think Messier being at the net game was a greater affront. I mean, that was a really thumbing your nose at the Garden and Dolan.
Had to be, right? That
Oh, absolutely.
You think that was why he did it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Don't
well,
you,
go to,
you
If you really
want
to stick it to him, go to the Islander game then.
Oh, I mean, baby steps. Let's root for the Nets first. Because if he goes in the Islander game, that's a broadside swipe. That's a Scud missile right over Arthur Kent's head.
I guess you're right, though. Dom makes a good point, though. That is really the move, though, because it's like I'd rather go sit with a same-town rival in the sport I played for you.
But think about this. If you're Mark Messier, right, you have not been considered three times for a job that you have publicly campaigned for. So he has no future at the Garden. They will never pick him, just like they'll never hire Patrick Ewing to be head coach there. But, they've been skipped over. They don't look at them that way.
But Mark's a smart guy, and this is the reason you don't do that. Like I get the vindictiveness of it, but you have a fan base that loves and adores you, right?
No, you're right. That's what makes it tough.
Go to the island. Like, so you can't do that. I just think he just wanted to go to a basketball game, and just I don't think he was making any kind of – because if you go after Dolan, you're de facto going after the fans, and the fans love and adore you.
Don, I need to read you something. We come back, okay? Something's been going around Twitter today.
Ooh.
With dates at Madison Square Garden. Have you seen this?
No.
Speaking of the Garden?
No.
Well, let's come back and find out.
I'm going to read you this list, and I need you guys to make a very hard choice when we come back.
Love it.
Beautiful tease, and also the Yankee lineup when we come back. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.